It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know, it has been a while since we visited with a longtime friend of mine, Captain Mike Williams, down in Galveston. Mike's been guiding down there. He is the most veteran fishing guide, to my knowledge, on the Texas coast. But I always love to pick Mike's brain and get some fishing information down in the Galveston area. Mike, are you on the line with us, bud?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for spending some time with us. This is, I forget the exact terminology that you used to use, something about the 30 strong, or maybe it was 90 days in the Texas heat, but we're in the middle of the summer shark fishing. I know.
The nasty 9-0. It's 90 days, is what I call it. The nasty 9-0.
Nasty 90 days
of back-to-back fishing. Summer, June, July, August, and September, yes.
The good thing is it coincides with the time when a lot of people come to Galveston to come fishing on their vacations and whatnot. And, folks, that's what I want you to – I want to connect you with Mike Williams down there. Many of you have fished with Mike, and I dare say of our regular listeners on all the stations, I dare say probably a fourth of you probably fished with Mike some point through the years. But Mike, let's talk about shark fishing first right now. Is that, it's time. I know it's got to be pretty good.
Well, the shrimpers, they just started working last week, and that's where we target sharks out around the shrimp fleet. And that only gets better and better as we go into August. That's the prime month. The sharks are, they're surface feeder. They come up from the south. And the best time to fish for sharks is the hottest days of the year. Like I said, that's one fish that excels. The fishing excels when you got heat. And the whole month of August into September, even into October, we catch, a lot of sharks. Not a few sharks. We catch gets a lot of sharks.
It's prime time for, and that's a fishing trip that you proved years ago. Used to be just like me and guys like me and some old hardcore anglers that used to be interested, but it's become a family fishing trip, hasn't it?
Well, we offer trips. A lot of people, the mystique of shark fishing, it started up when they started having Shark Week on TV, and everybody wanted to bring their kids shark fishing. So we even offer a trip where we go out. It would be stupid to take a little, a 12-year-old kid out there and try to catch him a 1,000-pound shark. So what we do, we target the sharks that they can, they can catch, like sharks in the 60 and maybe 100-pound class, and where you can go out and catch a bunch of them.
I know.
It's a lot of fun for the kids, a lot of fun for the older kids, a lot of fun for the guys in college, and blah, blah, blah.
We take
a lot of older people, and they get a big hoot out of fishing for them sharks.
You bet. And, people that are accustomed to freshwater fishing, where a 20-pound striper truly is a big fish. Now, the big fish in freshwater, and a blue catfish in the winter, it's very common to catch one. On certain lakes, especially in North Texas, lakes like Tewakene, catch one that weigh 30 to 60 pounds.
Right.
But that's your run-of-the-mill shark. So, people that never caught a big fish.
A 150-pound shark is not unusual. And, we talk about this many times, about what a catching a 150-pound black-tip shark that could be. It's like standing on a corner in a Harley Davidson coming by, you going about 70 miles an hour, and you hook into it, and that's about what it feels like. When these fish will run out, they'll strip line off 70, 80, 100 yards, and it's a tug. It's completely. I don't think there's anything on a lake that can move that fast.
No.
A big, like you said, a big catfish, but they don't move at the rate like a big shark does.
Exactly right, Mike. Well, let's. I remember years ago when you were first studying the tarpon, and really the first person on the Upper Texas coast to really guide for the tarpon,
right.
Tarpon Express days. I remember fishing with you, and we'd go out, and you'd say, "Now, Luke, we're going." Our goal was to jump a tarpon. That's what we. But our goal is to go shark fishing, and we might catch a tarpon. So at times, I know you're that. Have you started hooking a few already? Or
Oh, yeah, we've caught tarpon. We've been catching tarpon for a month.
Yeah.
We had just recently, like yesterday, died down, and then there's some reports of tarpon being caught this morning. As we go into the month of August, it's the prime of the month. August, September are the two prime months for tarpon. And that's what's great about these shark trips. Most of the tarpon we catch now are on trips that we target sharks.
Right.
Because, I mean, we fish exactly the same way for them, but most of the same places, same bait, same everything. And that's where we go. We go to where these tarpon are. And we know we're going to catch sharks, so the people are going to be happy. And I have never run a man in my life that was shark fishing and caught a tarpon and got upset about it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That happens a lot. Yeah, and these trips, folks, are within sight of the Galveston hotels.
Yeah, you know,
they're not way offshore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can see your hotel from where we're fishing.
Yep.
Right along the beachfront.
Right, exactly. So that's those trips, and that's a lot of fun. And if you've never caught a big fish, a hard pulling fish, that's it right there. Now, Mike, let's shift gears a little bit for someone that wants to fish for trout and maybe redfish along the jetties. Kind of update us on that right now, especially
the
trout.
We had this. Everybody knows about the first part of, actually it started in the last part of April, and we moved into the last part of May. We got these horrific rains in Houston that pretty much flushed out the bay system, pushed all the fish out. And the fishing around the jetties has been exceptional because all that rain was got all those fish pushed out around the jetties. And the jetty guys have been doing really good. In fact, they've been doing really good here just recently, even better. And that's because that our, what we call surf runner trout, they never really enter the bay, and they kind of hang out around the jetties. And it's been, jetty fishing has been really good for about the last 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, really good.
That's good, Mike. So some fishermen that come down that specifically want to target trout, you can do that too right there on the jetties.
Right, yeah, we have trout trips, and it's kind of a combo trip, trout and redfish trip.
Yeah.
As we go into fall, we'll have as it starts getting cooler, we'll have a combo trout, redfish, and flounder trip where you can go either way, or it's kind of like a combination trip where you can fish for either or. And the shark and the tarpon trips, last year we went into middle October. I think the last tarpon mark call last year was like October 20th. So those hold up too. And then, on top of all that, we have the bull redfish run, which starts around the middle of August, and that's all you want right there.
That's like
striper fishing until you get tired of catching.
Folks, if you've never been down there, we call them bull reds. They're actually female reds. They're redfish. They're big fish. 20 to 30 pounder is a common one. Listen to Mike's words on this. This is something in about 2 to 3 weeks. If you're going to Galveston, that you definitely want to do, Mike. Mid August, it's usually kicked off pretty good. The redfish.
The best time to start fishing for bull reds is August 22nd. It's something about the last week of August. It's like a little clock that it goes off, and it's Mother Nature telling it's time for going into fall now, and the bull reds start moving into the surface spawn. And it's not uncommon to come to Galveston in the fall and catch 30 reds that weigh 30 pounds apiece. And sometimes it can get stupid, like 60 of them.
I know it. Yeah. I've been there with you in years past on some of those days when it's always when the redfish run is on. I've never been there with you yet. It wasn't good, but I've been there where it's like you say, where it's like nonstop on those big ones. All you want, and then some, is the truth of the matter. And
redfish starts around the middle of August, and it runs through about the first week of December, and it shuts off like a clock. When it gets real cold in Dallas, you'll know. It's like the same thing happens here.
Yep.
And those fish, that's what they're doing. They're bulking up for winter. And the month of October, especially November, man, it's redfish, flounder, trout. I mean, it's... that's the time you want to come. It's without any doubt the very best month of the year to fish for saltwater fish.
You bet. But right now, for folks coming to Galveston to vacation and want to go fishing, I want to make sure that we connect them with you, Mike. And right now, I'm talking about August. Get out there for those sharks, the redfish. I love to catch those trout, too, along the jetties there. But trout, redfish, the prime thing is shark with the possibility of a tarpon. And then the shark is the mainstay. It's going to happen on those trips. Trout is good, and then you're beginning to start picking up some good redfish. I know that. Mike, how do they the folks that might want to contact you? How do they reach you the best way?
Let me say something real quick. I mean, don't hesitate about bringing your children. We love children and ladies. That's what we kind of specialize in. And the best way to reach us is Galveston Fishing Guides, plural guides.com. Galveston Fishing Guides.
Okay, Mike, easy to find, and we'll get back with you here in a couple of 3 weeks and get another update. How about it?
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks for calling.
Folks, that was Captain Mike Williams. Mike's been a friend of mine for 25-plus years. I started fishing and writing about him back early on in my outdoor writing career, but Mike is still getting with them down there. He's got a team of guides that are also awesome. So if you go fishing down there, you can rest assured they'll take care of you and show you a good time and more than likely put you on a lot of big fish. You know, close to home, the channel catfish bite is going strong right now, still down at Lake Tewakene. That, to my knowledge, that's the biggest news close to home that we have. David Hansen, who's guided for catfish at Tewakene for, 20 years, I guess. David was our guest not too long ago and gave everyone a good update on what's going on. But that new bridge is much wider than the old bridge, which is being dismantled right now, and it provides a lot of shade, great deal of shade. I calculated about 10 acres of shade if you were to calculate the whole length of the bridge. But, you know, it's up in the day especially, it's getting mighty hot out on the lake. So that's a good place to beat the heat and a known hot spot for catching lots and lots of channel catfish. You can go out there and use some punch bait. Try to find some water 28, 30 foot deep. I would imagine you could catch them a bit shallower than that, but I know that's what David Hansen is concentrating on. Try to find water that depth and get a good punch bait. Magic Bait makes a bait called Stick It that I actually had a team of guides years ago that I assembled, about five or six catfish guides, and we tested all kind of variations of Stick It. I think we went through 10 or 12 different samples of it before Magic Bait put their thumbs up on that Stick It. But you can order that stuff. I think you have to go to their website. That's a good bait, but there's a lot of good catfish baits around. The main thing is get you a good punch bait that stays on the hook well and that's smelly. You know, you want some smell down there to get those catfish pulled in. Chum in a hole is real important right now. Throw out some soured grain and you'll be in business. You know, the Texas Trophy Hunter Show is just around the corner. The close one to most of us is Fort Worth. This year it will not be at the old location where they used to have it there at the Will Rogers. They've moved the location to the Fort Worth Convention Center. So that's where you want to go to attend the show this year. It's August the 5th through the 7th. You can go online to ttha.com. That's for Texas Trophy Hunters, ttha.com, and you can check out the dates on all the shows in the different cities in Texas. Folks, we're just about out of time. Thank you very much for being with us. And tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.